Now, one of the things about this book is that it has such an interesting view of the world through your eyes because you've included your photographs in this book, and they are a look at New Orleans, indeed. I mean, so talk a little bit about being a photographer and how much you enjoy it and what you look for.
What's interesting is that I realized over the course of my life, my mother had many cameras. And you know, in your family, you're like, oh, this is just my family. This is just how it is. But over the course of my life, I've had many cameras too. And the last camera I have that I have now, I got it because I was whining. Because my good camera had broken it. You know, I take cell phone pictures, but I'm not good with them. I like a real camera. I like something I can hold. And one of my friends, her brother gave her a new camera, so she gave me a camera. I was like thrilled. I don't really look for things. Things just appear. You know? I have a series that one day I hope to finish called Faces in Unusual Places. And these are things where you can see a face, but it's not a drawing of a face. It may be a utility box or something. But that look is a face. I told somebody once, and they sent me a picture of a luggage, a suitcase, where the two zippers came in, and then there's a little thing underneath, so it looked like two eyes and a mouth.
Yep.
Those are the kind
Some
of things.
Houses look like faces.
Yes, they do. So things just present themselves, and I try to carry my camera around when I can, and I just photograph things.
So what was it like to match them up to the poems?
It was interesting. I started really thinking about garden parks. Whispers of Intimate Things, I think, was the book when I was a teenager, and how the photographs weren't directly connected to the poem, but they had the feeling of the poem. And so I went through, I have actually thousands of photos, stacks of CDs full of Katrina photos. I must have 400 Katrina photos. And I didn't even get through all of those because then this whole book would be full of Katrina photos.
That's right.
But I see things, I photograph them, and then as I'm doing this, like for Grief Reflections, and the poem next to it, this cross just seems so appropriate. You know, it's a church, it's a cemetery, it's a funeral. So I put it there with it. I have Mother Loss. This is from the Whitney Plantation. And it's a memorial to infants who died in slavery. And she has angel's wings, and I just thought that was the right photo to go with it.
Yeah. And you also have the Save Your Souls Shoe Repair Shop.
I thought
Save
that was such a
soul.
Cool place.
That
was
I
up
love
on
that.
Magazine Street. I was like, I'm like, this is great. It was art.
I know.
The whole sign was art. You know, I can save your soul, and I can't remember all of that, but I was like, that's art. So I photographed it.
And that fit perfectly.
You know, a wheelbarrow. Who on earth takes a photo of a wheelbarrow? But I was out at a studio in the woods. And, you know, that's a fascinating place, right?
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
And there was this wheelbarrow in the shadows with the rust. And I'm thinking, you know, it has the curves for softness, it has the diagonal lines for motion. You know, it has shadow and light. You don't really think about these things until later when you think about what a photo is. But you're like, that's a great photo. And a lot of the photo thing is cropping because you get rid of all extraneous stuff.
Right.
And the only thing that's left is the heart.
Well, see, that's what I think. I think you show us how a poet sees the world.
Oh.
When you're taking these photos. So it was a lot of fun to look at them. So
thank you.